Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. Coming up on this week's show, we'll be solving all your present buying worries with the help of technology and this man, Duncan Cook.
Hello.
There he is. Facebook's getting clever with auto face tagging tech, and new Macs are just around the corner. I hope you haven't just bought one for Christmas. All that and plenty more if you clear your plate. And joining me on this tech foray, it's the lovely Ree Morgan and the man they can't tame. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello.
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 Thanks.
Sorry,
for I only just got
handed the script.
Pregnant,
so I wasn't
pause
sure what
there,
to,
Duncan. What was that all about?
Well, it's Christmas.
Okay. Well, anyway, Dunk, we'll come to your rant in a bit because we've got another Dunk on the phone.
Yeah, it's confusing.
So, yeah, it is. But on to our top story, and it is the age-old problem of what to buy people for Christmas. Well, thankfully, it's not too late to start your Christmas shopping. Not if you have a little tech help. Anyway, from a new app called Christmas Wrapped, and the man behind it, Duncan Cook, joins us now down the line. Hello, Duncan.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
He's still there. I'm doing very well.
The joys of technology.
This is already going about 75 to 80% better than most telephone interviews we've ever done on this podcast.
Excellent. So Duncan, tell us about Christmas Wrapped. What is it?
I don't know.
Hello.
Not you.
Oh.
Duncan Cook.
Yeah, so Christmas Wrapped is basically, it's designed to solve a problem that I have pretty much every Christmas, which is, what the hell do I buy my mum? What do I buy my girlfriend? You know, what do I buy my brother? My brother, not too bad, Scarelectrics, but my mum and my girlfriend.
What brother wouldn't want a Scarelectric?
Obviously.
Exactly.
So, Holland, so how many, you basically, Duncan's been playing around with this, I haven't touched it yet, but basically you put in, what, the salient details of who you want to buy for. So what are they?
So so basically you can add names from your Facebook. So let's say you add your mum. All you need to do is put in three little bits of information, which is the sex, so male, female.
She's female.
She's female, confirmed. Well, please don't play my mum this. You put the age in, so we've got it in categories, so my mum would be between 40 and 70, and then you just put the budget, how much you want to spend.
Okay.
And then usually for iPhone apps, what happens then, because there's quite a few iPhone apps on there that do sort of Christmas shopping, planning, gift buying and stuff. Usually at that point, you then add in gifts that you've already thought of. You know, say you're going to buy them some makeup or whatever it might be.
If they're a girl.
Difference with our app is that you then can just hit gift suggestions and it will bring back a whole bunch of gift suggestions.
Okay.
Based on the criteria you put in.
All right, well, we're going to do Ree.
Okay.
So Duncan.
Yeah, well, I've done Ree.
You've got the phone there. Okay, so you've put in
her sex.
Female.
Female.
Okay.
Age, somewhere between 10 and 100.
Excellent.
And I've actually gone for stocking fillers.
Okay, so what are the suggestions? Ree, we'll see, you can rank these.
Okay. From 1 to 10?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay.
First suggestion.
Okay, mini hottie hand warmer.
I don't know what that is, but I'm going to give it a 3.
Actually, Dunk, are these... Obviously, they come up in an order. Is the order completely random, or is it...
No, it's not. It's based on a ranking. So is every time you... So when you click on the item, you get an option to view the product page. So you'll go off to a website. Or add the gift. When you add the gift, it adds to the hierarchy. So basically the popular stuff.
So the most chosen. So basically the number one present for a woman between the ages of 20 and 100.
The number one stocking filler.
20 and stocking 40, filler. Sorry. Yes, stocking filler is the mini hottie hand warmer.
If you're spending £5, yes.
It says a lot about the nation. Go on.
Well, it's cold.
What's number two? That didn't go down well with Ree. What's number
two? Okay, fair trade sari notebooks, which I assume is a notebook in the shape of a sari, or maybe a sari made of paper.
From a sari, like it's just the outer. I'd quite like that, I'm going to give that a 7.
Okay, what's number three?
Go on, I think you're going to be appalled by what's number three, which is a CD by Michael Bublé.
I'm going to give that a 0. My sister, however, would probably give that a 10.
Well, funnily enough, it actually just says Michael Bublé, though.
You could just, get him.
So I don't know, I'm assuming that's a CD. But
how much is Michael Bublé these days?
£4.93.
Oh, well, bargain in
to you, sir.
Says. There we go. Okay, so the sari notebook for you.
Actually, presumably like somewhat more expensive if you're a man.
Mm. Yeah. So who had the job of finding all these presents, Duncan?
Well, the whole team did. So we got in a few temps and stuff like that, and we just spent ages on the data just making sure we found great presents.
And how many are there in total?
5,000.
Okay. All right. Wow. So let's say there's something for everyone
in
there,
shall we? That's across all ages and gender and price point. That's quite good.
Have you, have you managed
What's the
your...
maximum price point? Hang on.
Well, there's a...
Ooh, £1 million.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we chucked in £1 million category.
What can I get for that, please, Dunk?
I didn't realise it went up that high. Sorry, I've...
Go on then.
Researched if very poorly.
If you're buying for re in that category.
Yeah, what can
well,
I
let's
get?
Come back to this because the connection here is unbelievably slow. But I'll let you know very shortly.
Okay, well, I'll ask you, Dunk. Have you done your Christmas shopping then with Christmas Unwrapped?
I have done half of it. I'm still in panic mode.
Excellent. It's good to see that you're still in the same state as everyone else, though.
Yeah.
Okay, have we got £1 million present yet?
No.
Okay, we'll come back to that at the end
I'm
of the
program. I'm just not good enough.
I can tell you one of the things on there. You can buy a Boeing.
Oh, I would like that. I would like that. Would be
for £1 million
10 out of 10.
You're on Ree's wavelength.
It's a little more than £1 million. I think about 350.
That's fine. I don't mind that.
Oh, well, fine.
Yeah.
For Ree,
we'll have two.
Exactly.
We'll have two.
If you all chip in, it'll be fine.
It'd still be a few million short. So this is on the App Store, presumably. How much are you charging people for this?
So it's on the App Store. It's called Christmas Wrapped. It's £1.19. And 10p of that goes to the Make-A-Wish Foundation UK.
Oh, that's lovely. Okay,
fantastic.
Excellent. Everyone's a winner.
Definitely.
All right, thanks very much, Duncan. Good to talk to you.
Okay, thanks a lot,
Take care.
Guys.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Well, there we go.
Oh, Ferrari Enzo.
Oh, we got there earlier. No, and he's gone now.
I would love that.
Oh.
Followed by a trip to space. Oh, and then an island off Grenada.
I'd like the island. Actually, no, because we won't be able to afford to decorate.
Trip to space for me. Yeah, anyone's listening, trip to space.
Yeah, that'd be lovely, thanks.
Okay, well, there we go. All right, so Christmas all sorted. Excellent. Hmm. Anyway, there is still news to get through this week, so let me say, here is the news! Yes, Facebook is to add an automatic face tagging system to its photo galleries, elevating the tedium of manually selecting the individual faces in each image.
It's set to be rolled out to Facebook's US users within weeks. The new system will automatically group faces in albums and allow you to tag all the faces in each group in just one click.
Wow.
No word yet on when it'll be going global.
Apple has announced its Mac App Store, first mentioned by Steve Jobs back in October. It'll open its virtual doors on the 6th of January, which just happens to be the first day of CES, the event that Apple loves to miss.
Meanwhile, DigiTimes reports that Apple is working on new tweaked models of the current iMac and MacBook Pro to be unveiled at the start of next year. Word is that iMac will come with a new screen size with a lower price tag, and there'll be four new versions of the Pro.
After all that hype, there's been no PSP phone launch. Oh. But PS3 phones, what a consolation. Hoping for some love, can still look forward to a new official PlayStation app for both iOS and Android. Oh, lucky you. The free add-on lets you check out your latest trophies and stay up to date with all the latest PS news.
And speaking of Android, LG's just unveiled the first dual-core Android phone, the LG Optimus 2x?
Yeah, I think.
2x? 2x?
Let's give it 2x.
It packs an NVIDIA Tegra 2 processor, 8 megapixel camera, 1080p HD video recording, and a 4-inch screen. It lands in Korea next month before making its way here later in the year.
Yes, it does. Dual core phones for all that, you know.
Yeah, all those
intensive
things
video editing and gameplay and everything.
Especially with an 8-megapixel camera.
Have you, see how that would all be necessary.
The Facebook face recognition thing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's rubbish straight out of the gate, but the most recent version of iPhoto, or possibly several of the most recent versions of iPhoto, on the Apple OS, they've had face recognition, and it's useless.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I'm not saying that Facebook is also going to be similarly.
They've got it on the
useless.
They've got it on Picasa as well, and it's great at recognizing.
Yeah,
but it's great at recognizing faces, but it's useless at telling you who they are.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it knows there's a face.
Like, it'll pick out a face like 3 miles away.
And it never seems to learn, because I sat there for ages and ages typing in the names of people.
I did the same
thing. It can't even get the sex right. It literally, you know, I could have a picture of you and it would say, is this Ree Morgan? It'd be like, well, no, actually, that's not Ree Morgan. Yeah. And then vice versa. It's hope. And then sometimes it thinks like your elbow is a face because there's a similar kind of, because it looks for your eyes and your mouth.
Some sort of facial
it?
Features on your elbow.
Or the wallpaper. If there's like a very repetitive design in the wallpaper, it picks out 300 faces in the wallpaper. So I don't know. It's a brilliant idea, but.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes down. I mean, if they've nailed it, it'll be great. But if it's the same as Picasso and an iPhoto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are dashed clever, those Facebook
they
chaps.
They certainly are.
But,
anyway, it's time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM.
Mm.
And it seems our posting of an iPhone 5 clone has got you agitated. Duncan, you've got two tweets on this here.
Have I? Gosh.
Yeah. Extraordinary.
Oh, that's because Adam's not here. I've got Adam's one.
That was so seamless. Yeah. He could have pretended that we
let us down.
That, but no. He's got swine flu.
He says he's got swine flu.
No, that's what I had for like 5 weeks, no, I reckon. I've now retrospectively decided. Although my doctor thought I might have pneumonia.
Oh.
Mm.
Go figure.
My brother-in-law's got pneumonia.
There we are.
See.
Have you got any illnesses, Ree?
No.
Good. Okay. Right. Anyway, Dunk. What are we doing?
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. So Terry Lucy, actually, I met at the T3 Awards.
Oh, there we
did. He's on your table, wasn't he?
He's a very nice chap. He's like, he talks like somebody from Only Fools and Horses, and he has the hair of Elton John. But he's a very nice boy.
Yeah, does he have star glasses?
Perhaps,
I met him as well, actually.
Perhaps you could read this tweet in the style of Only Fools and Horses, then.
No way. That thing is horrible to look at. Cheap ripoff. That will be on eBay for £80 soon.
Which character was that?
That was a generic.
That was
generic Only Fools and Horses character.
The posh middle class character.
I see. Well, Matt Simmons, who sounds far more well-spoken.
Well, presumably then he would talk like me and say, no way is it iPhone 5. There's, well, he doesn't know how to use apostrophes. There's no video call camera and a removable back panel. Fake.
That's exactly removable what you say, Doug.
Yeah. That wasn't the last of it. Everyone was tweeting.
It's gone wild. Alex Fieldman, or Alex _ Fieldman, there is no way that this is an Apple product. Shocking build, screen quality. It's a knockoff of 3GS iPhone 4.
You see, I think people missed the point on this. The point is, it was an iPhone 5 clone, i.e. Yeah. Someone has seen, in the theory would go, an iPhone 5 and has, you know, botched one up in some Chinese factory somewhere. So yeah, it is going to be have a dodgy screen and have rubbish build quality.
Mm.
That's what you'd expect from an iPhone 5 clone.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it doesn't mean that this can't
is
be the iPhone 5.
Like, yeah,
this can't be what it looks like.
God dear me.
Yeah, I can tell what the build quality is like from a photograph as well. It could be a really bad photograph.
It did look a bit. We go back, like the photograph
shoddy
of the iPhone 4.
We go back again to the Gizmodo
PS phone.
Photography fail.
We'll knock that out. Yeah. Excellent. One more here, not on this. Boxster Feet. Yes, that is his name. Boxster Feet, otherwise known as Lee Williams.
That's Mr. Feet to you.
Regarding the top 100 cars, which have been posted on teether.com, why on earth is a Evoque best car? It's just Land Rover 4's X4. It's just Land Rover's X4. I really mucked that up, didn't I? Yeah. It's just Land Rover's X4, his main point.
Then he goes, wow.
I don't understand it, whichever way you say it.
I think it's a Land Rover Evoque. That was the one that was the inside was designed by
Victoria Beckham. Yeah, which to me is not a good thing.
Apparently it is amazing. When I went to the Aston Martin thing and there was proper car journalists there and like myself who has no idea. They were like, the Land Rover Evoque, it's amazing, it's beautiful. So
it deserves its top spot. Mm.
It's designed by Victoria Beckham.
The interior.
The interior.
Well, you know, she's a fashion designer. Yeah. And all that kind of
fashion designer.
Mm. VB.
Yeah, right.
Like we know.
I occasionally play some records in my bedroom. It doesn't make me, Cole Cox, does it?
Well, there we are. Okay.
Actually, seat designers have incredibly narrow seats.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like one strip. Of like, it's just tiny,
and then a big bucket in the middle.
There we are. Our lawyers will be all over this.
Oh dear.
No threat.
Thank you, Duncan.
Chewing gum into.
Right. Okay.
She's very tidy.
Right. Who's got a gadget of the week? Anyone?
Gadget of the week. I don't actually. I was going to do the Google Nexus S, but I did that last week because I actually.
So you checked yourself.
Actually,
I've already done that. I've got a good one.
Go on then.
Do you remember TDK?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Manufacturers of tape.
Yeah.
What have you from the 80s?
Blast from the past.
Yeah. Well, they're back. They make iPod docks now.
They do. They've got a few
out
now.
They've got a load actually. A slew.
Are they actually any good?
They look pretty good.
They look great.
They look great.
Yeah, they look very manly. It's all like kind of gloss black surfaces, sharp edges, lots of kind of round things. Look a bit like the sort of front of an Audi or something.
Okay.
It does look pretty good.
Actually, what they sound like, I have no idea.
I see.
They cannot reveal what it sounds like.
Joe Svetlik, our news editor, has said that it does sound very good.
All right.
He's heard that it sounds very good.
And actually, they because were testing they told him, it. So. They were testing it in our canteen, and I sit next to that canteen, and I heard it.
You see? First-hand experience.
Technically, I can say that it sounded quite good.
But it's a great looking
full thing. Review coming from Ree Morgan based on that.
I heard it through the glass.
Yeah, excellent.
The best thing of all, I think they've started backpedaling on this now, and it may not actually happen. But the first time, for some reason, they showed it to me like months and months ago. Like, I am massively influential or care. But they showed it to me ages ago. And at that point, they'd made a sort of tripod for it. You know, like what you put a big sort of professional type video or stills camera on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's massively ostentatious, really hefty looking tripod to just put your big boombox thing on. But apparently they've decided that's a bit of a stupid idea.
Right.
But I'm still hopeful they're going to
Maybe they
go
could
ahead
send you one of the prototypes.
It's because they heard you listen to CDs in your room. They thought, he's a music maestro.
He's a musical expert.
I suppose there must
There's
be.
A man who needs his boombox
on a tripod. It's my generation, because when they got in touch, it's like, we're TDK. We're making it. I'm like, TDK? Fantastic. I loved your cassette tapes.
I used to record the top 40 all the time.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean I want an iPod dock from them necessarily, but it's like...
Well, good to hear they're back.
Yeah.
Back on the scene.
And have made it as Gadget of the Week on the basis that nothing else has appeared this week.
It's not coming out
People
till early...
People are holding out till CES. Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, even this is not coming out till early January.
Oh, well, there we are. Thank you, Duncan. Now, the billionaire founder of Facebook, as if he needed anything else in his life, has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Only he's had a film.
Well,
he's been in a film,
sparking mass controversy because, of course, he was placed sixth in T3's most 100 influential people in tech. So, how has he got from sixth in T3's list to top?
Because he had a film in between the time.
Well, of course, obviously, because the T300 is also to do with consumer electronics, hardware, gadgetry.
But this is top of everything. For Time Magazine, isn't it?
Well, depending on how much weight you put against Time Magazine. But I think...
Well, there's no question there's nothing that's bigger than...
No.
Facebook in that, in the world of media. But on that basis, we'd have had the Pope as the most influential person in tech, wouldn't we? It's like... Lots of he has a huge number of followers, many of whom may be involved in tech in some way or other.
Excellent.
But Zuckerberg, obviously, Facebook's enormous, but it's not.
Did the Pope make our list?
Sadly not.
No, missed that. Next year. If only you started tweeting that a little bit more.
So, Ree seems to think this is just because of the film, or do you think a worthy winner?
Well, I mean, how do you define? I don't know. Yeah, he probably is. Yeah, fine. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
What is the basis of the Time magazine? What is the basis of their list?
Well, let me read you the citation. We have here we go. This is what. Who's the year?
Very good.
This makes no sense. Person of the Year, Time Journalist. I think he compiles the whole thing.
Yeah.
Lev Grossman. This is what he said. In less than 7 years, Zuckerberg wired together a 1/12 of humanity into a single network, thereby creating a social entity almost twice as large as the US. We have entered the Facebook age, and Mark Zuckerberg is the man who brought us here.
I mean, that's slightly nonsensical, but you could say Facebook has achieved a certain critical mass this year. I mean, Facebook obviously has been big for the last three, four, 5 years. 7 years, even, I dare say. But yeah, I mean, having a film come out about you when you're only, what is he, 25, whatever
26.
It is. Maybe that crystallised it in the minds of whoever puts together these kind of lists.
You know what's slightly ridiculous is, although I've quite enjoyed Twitter for a long while, Facebook I've completely ignored.
I've completely ignored
until about the last week, because my HTC Magic, my ancient HTC Magic.
You told me this.
It's got upgraded to Froyo.
You're so lucky.
This is the most exciting thing to have happened to me this Christmas. It's like having a new phone. It's marvellous.
You're so last year, Dan.
I know, I am. I feel like I'm so glad I've held on to it for this long. Now you get to
explore Facebook again.
I've started tweet decking, and because it's got Facebook on there.
Tweet decking?
Yeah, tweet deck.
Yeah.
So I started using that for my Twitter, and then I thought, I may as well use the Facebook element. And now I'm rediscovering Facebook, you know?
Some kind of sex thing.
It's a
some
bit
kind of disgusting sex act.
I think Facebook is, I think it has a time limit.
There's a lot of people on there.
There is a lot of people.
Facebook obviously is the cultural phenomenon of our age. Okay. Zuckerberg is almost 100% responsible for it, according to that film.
Mm.
Yeah, he's very apt.
But
man
I don't know
of the
if
year.
He's as influential as.
In terms of tech, he's not as influential, but yeah. In terms of culture, in terms
okay.
of
yeah.
you know stuff like normal people's lives whose lives don't revolve around gadgets.
Mm.
Normal people like
for
your
normal people.
Like your mum.
Okay,
but he wouldn't be as influential Facebook. If there wasn't the technology there to help him be as influential. Mm. So the phones, the tablets.
Yeah, that's very true. And the film has helped as well.
Mm. Well, the film, yeah, I mean that was interesting because it was. Well, we've all seen it.
Yeah,
we all liked it. I thought it was kind of unfair to make a film about somebody who's still very young and obviously not dead, basically saying that he's a dick.
Well,
that seemed a little unfair.
Quite
to me,
it was like saying, you know, he'd achieved pretty amazing things.
Well, I said that as
being
well.
Being a dick.
Yeah, you made the Facebook?
Whilst being a dick. But yeah, I mean, most young people were, you know, we were all dicks once.
Yes, I imagine you were. Excellent. Okay, well, a worthy winner, although a slight dick. Is that the conclusion?
Is that the conclusion?
Times Man
well,
of the
I don't know anything about the guy. This is it. I mean, there's a film that says he's a dick.
Okay.
I dare say some people might think I'm a dick. There's no film been made about it.
Well, which...
you wait.
Anyway, that is about it for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the App Store. And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.